Let's say you're in the hospital bed and you're getting ready to die and somebody walks in the room and you have one copy of your book and it's sitting right there on the table. And you're taking your last breath and you're talking to this person and you say to them, I want you to read this book. As you're dying, think about this. That book that you just wrote, would it change their life forever? And if it's not changing their life forever, you have to rewrite your book. You have to start rewriting it right now. I wanted to live my life in a way that when I died, I was proud of myself. I know what pride felt like. And if it took pushing myself to death, I was willing to do that. But I want to look in that mirror, not impress anybody, not money, not fame, not nothing. I wanted to impress the guy in the daggone mirror. And I worked endlessly and tirelessly to do that. And it happened. I see what is not the norm, what's impossible, what all the theorists say you shouldn't be doing this. That's the wrong way to go. And I'm like, let me see if I can pull this shit off. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. I really started to enjoy seeing what the human mind was capable of and seeing that what is so horrendous, there's so much joy and glory in this shit. The most important conversation is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, you go to bed with it. Eventually, you act on it. Sometimes you act on it good, sometimes bad. You gotta change the internal dialogue. That person in your head that's talking that shit to you, until you change the internal dialogue in your head, until you callous over the victim's mentality that the world is out to get you because of you are the only, you gotta change that shit, man. I get that mentality. I once had that mentality that no one understands what the fuck I'm going through. And if you keep that mentality, you're gonna stay in the same exact spot that you're in. I saw myself as the weakest human being on the planet. And I wanted to transform that into the hardest man God ever created. Your mind takes control of you. You have to say, you, I run this motherfucker. You have to be your best self and your least motivated. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you wanna go and know that motivation is not gonna get me there. The only thing that changes your DNA is discipline. If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. You have to be willing to fail 100 times to succeed once. And if you're not willing to do that, man, you're not going to even get a fraction of what you're looking for. There's a new bar that you must always set in your life. And once you become complacent and you become civilized, you've arrived, you're no good for anybody. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody's journey is different. I was on a journey to see who David Goggins was. And that journey took me in some of the hardest areas a human being can even imagine. And right now, I'm the happiest person on the planet because, you know, I had to climb Mount Everest several times just to look down on my life to see what hell I came from. And that's what kept me going through all this stuff. Like, I envisioned myself going through, like when I was a young kid and they called me all the time, that got my dad beat the hell out of me and I was had no self-esteem. I had this vision of if I can make it to where I want to go. Imagine when I look back on my damn life, how proud I will be. And now I'm here. I'm able to look back on this life I lived that many people will never understand because why? When you're passionate, they think you're crazy. And you can't even explain to people why you're doing or why you did what you did because you found your purpose. And once you find your purpose, you can't really explain it to normal people because they don't understand passion because they live everyday life just going, not really finding their purpose. So I become a foreign language to people. They think, so they put me in a category of you're just crazy. No. I'm passionate. I found my purpose in this life. If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you could be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. The first step you have to do is face yourself and be accountable for what you're not so then you can be what you want to be. I call myself fat because I was fat and people don't want to do that.
They want to say, oh, don't call yourself fat. Don't call yourself dumb. If you're not real and raw with who the f*** you are, nothing's going to change. And in this nice new world that we live in, we want to hear, you're just a little big. No, man, you might be fat. How you address it is you face it. You face it every day. You face it every single day of your life where you say, okay, like if you're fat, you need to lose weight. It's patience. It's patience in this fact of accepting who you are right now. I'm fat. I don't like myself. Accepting the fact that if you lose 3 or 4 pounds, that's a huge accomplishment. I started realizing, man, just by going to war with myself every day and putting these challenges and these goals and these obstacles, these insurmountable obstacles. So it wasn't about losing 106 pounds. Me losing 5 pounds was an accomplishment. Right. Me losing 10 pounds and then 50 pounds. The more I did this, the more I gained confidence. I was just working. I was just sacrificing. And then through that, all these different tools started coming up. But I would have never found these tools if I didn't put myself in a very uncomfortable place. We all look for toughness. We all want it. But we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. Those of you who are listening to this, whoever hear this, you will not find it. I will try and look for it everywhere. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts, where you can't swim and you're drowning. Where you're drowning. You're drowning in life. But you say, you know what, man? I'm gonna figure out how to backstroke or something. When you quit, your mind says, we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. When you say, this sucks. I'm drowning. I'm miserable. I'm suffering. I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind is it does this. It says, he's not leaving. So we got to expand. We got to grow. We got to figure this thing out.
We're only 1% away from true greatness. There's a big difference between 99% and 100. I always thought that I was given 100%. I wasn't. But I was only 1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. It's that 1% that we wake up in that morning, we're like, you know what? Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak. And if all you do is when you are trying to hit that motherfucking snooze button on life, not in the morning, on life, just know this, all the fuck it takes is thinking about all those weak motherfuckers who are taking a day off. And trust me, you will come up real fast. Like I say, it's easy to be great nowadays because motherfuckers are just weak, very soft.
Well, I believe that you have to build belief. Belief is like, there's an after school special belief where the mom says, believe in yourself, and that's all great. But there's also a built belief. And the built belief is one where you are constantly, like for me, I came from a bad place. How I build belief is through the daunting tasks I put myself through. So that's proof positive that I can. So it correlates. And that's how this piece of kid that I once thought I was built belief by saying, I was in 3 hell weeks. I went to Ranger school. I tried out for Delta Selection.
Undeniable stack of proof.
That is proof, motherfucker. So whenever you think you can't, confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm going to knock that shit out. You got to look over here and say, I can knock that shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself. And one thing I was able to do was to dream.
I was able to dream outside those fucking four walls of that small town. And until you're able to really put yourself into that dream, but don't make dreams your master, that's where you truly become what you're destined to become.
What do you mean, don't make dreams your master?
A lot of people sit back and they dream about being a sports figure, or dream about being a SEAL, or dream about being an astronaut. And all it is a motherfucking dream. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their fucking master. When you become the master of your fucking dream is when you say, I want to go be a Navy SEAL. And you say, okay, I'm going to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months. The dream was the one thing I thought about, and the dream was now gone. Now, what comes in, the dream goes away, and the laundry list of details and tasks come up. Gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. That's when you become the master of your dream. So, a lot of people out there dreaming. We are all great. No matter if you think you're dumb, no matter if you think you're fat, no matter if you are fat, no matter if you've been bullied, we all have greatness. It just, you gotta find the courage. You gotta find the courage to put your Bose headphones on and silence the noise out of this world and to find it.
You have to get in a quiet place in your brain. We all live on our phones. We all live on Google. Yeah. We all live in this whole social media world that I really hate. I absolutely hate it. Why you can't find purpose? Because in your head, there's a bunch of noise. When I was younger growing up, they called me this, they called me that. I had all that noise in there. The second I put on the kind of quote unquote Bose headphones and silenced the noise, I listened to my internal voice. Half of us live our whole lives and never even listen to what the hell we want to do.
Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the noise. Get back to the mental lab.
You don't know what you want to be because you haven't spent time, real time with yourself. Spend time with yourself. Trust me. And once you find that passion, that purpose, your goals, your purpose, everything will just start lining up. And then you'll find the courage to start that journey.
You have to believe that you are here on this earth for a reason.
And if you don't believe that you're here for a reason, your life will seriously hurt. And I start looking at my life and all the shit I went through as God put me, some God, whatever you believe in, put me here to go through this. And now I see all the hundreds of thousands of lives I'm changing by the hell I went through. There's a lot of power in that. So my purpose, as I started going through this journey, instead of looking at like, woe is me, God, man, why? I started looking at it as, it's the perfect training ground. You knew exactly what you were doing. You knew exactly what the you were doing, obviously. You put me in every situation possible to tell a story that needed to be told.
The reason why my story resonates with people, because I don't hide. I'll tell you exactly who the I am. I will admit to it. People are great at hiding. So they want to just find peace. No, you gotta take your shit, fix whatever's up in you. Don't just shove it under a rug, fix it, and then you'll find some peace later. How the f is a 297-pound cockroach guy who quit on everything is now considered one of the best men on the planet? How is that possible? It means I had to change one thing, my mindset. I had to believe and make that belief work. And through hard work, I did that. I also believe that we're going to end up one day meeting a maker. And I believe that maker knows everything about you. Everything about you. Knows I was going to be here and talking to you. Knows everything. And the one thing that scares me to death in my life is getting to heaven and not being what I was supposed to be. And I believe that God has a chart. And he looks at the chart and he puts it in front of you when you get to heaven. He says, hey, this is what you're supposed to be. And one of my biggest fears in life was to see that chart and not have every block checked off. You know, I want to make sure that I'm constantly pursuing whatever it is I'm pursuing, just constantly grinding myself into a fine powder. That's my purpose now, to continue to push myself so others can see what is possible.
Let's say you're in the hospital bed and you're getting ready to die and somebody walks in the room and you have one copy of your book and it's sitting right there on the table. And you're taking your last breath and you're talking to this person and you say to them, I want you to read this book. As you're dying, think about this. That book that you just wrote, would it change their life forever? And if it's not changing their life forever, You have to rewrite your book. You have to start rewriting it right now.